Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everybody say the chunks are coming. You looking for a chunk? Well, I've been saying the chunks is coming for 3 months. Whoop-de-doo, that's nothing. That's not 3 months. It's nothing. You best look again. We're not little wimps that can't stand over a month and a half. How many looking for a chunk? I'm looking for some major chunks. Huh? Come on now, I didn't just preach for months for nothing. Now you are expecting chunks to come in to pay off your house.
Yes.
Pay off your car.
Yes.
Huh? Get out of debt. Get ahead. Maybe you want to sow. Maybe you want to do some things for your kids or your spouse. Or chunks are coming. Are you looking for them?
Yes.
Looking for them. Every time the phone rings, you think, oh, that could be it. Every time the mailman stops for the door, oh, that could be it. And if you don't see anything for 30 days, you shouldn't be any expectation diminished. You should be all the more fired up because now you got to be closer to it than you were 30 days ago. Looking for it. Looking for a miracle. Looking for a blessing. Looking for a promotion. That's why Brother Oral Roberts said so many years, something good is going to happen to you. Why? He wanted people to get to looking for it.
Amen.
Come in that big tent and pack that place out, and everybody's sitting in there looking for something, expecting something to happen. That's why God shows up.
Hallelujah.
Expectation, it's faith. Yes. People are looking for something. You know, think about this, even sometimes people not meaning to. Jesus' enemies would come to his meetings. They didn't like him. They brought their notes to take notes to find fault, to catch him in something that he said. And on more than one occasion, there'd be somebody sick there, and they'd poke each other and go, now you just watch. He'll heal him on the Sabbath day. Just watch it. They expected it. And sure enough, I told you so. I told you. If a lot of church folk had that much faith, Pharisee faith. Whew. And yet I've also heard people say, well, I didn't really expect anything. I've heard folks say that about their praying. Well, I didn't much expect it to happen. Well, then it shouldn't be any surprise that nothing happened. You expected nothing and you received what you expected. Nothing. But what if you were looking for a great, big, whopping blessing? And you just jumped out of bed in the morning, even though you didn't feel like it, and said, whoo, I got a big one coming.
Amen.
I got a big one coming.
Amen.
I hear the sound of the abundance of rain.
Amen.
I hear blessings coming on me. And I'm looking for blessings. I'm looking for blessings. You know, people get up looking for problems. Masses of people do. Christians, they get up going, well, what's it going to be today? Can't be no worse than yesterday. And then something happens, I go, well, what's next? What is that? That's looking for a problem. I've had people in healing school I ministered to. Had this one fellow, bless his heart. He came to me, he said, I got cancer. I said, you do? And he said, well, they can't find it, but I know I have it. Well, I said, no, you believe you have it. He said, no, I got it. I said, you don't have any proof that you have it, so you just have to be believing that you have it. He said, well, I know I do. And it was so serious, I sat him down and looked him in the eye. I said, if you don't quit looking for it, you'll find it. He said, well, I know I do. And he went to doctor after doctor, year after year. They ran every test. They did everything. Couldn't find a thing. But he wouldn't quit. He said, I don't care. They're all wrong. I know I do. And he kept looking year after year. And what do you think? They found it. Eventually, after years. And he all, you know, cocky and said, well, see there, I told you. Not realizing, seek and you shall find. It's a spiritual law. It's a principle. No, expect healing. Even when symptoms are staring you in the face, go, no, I'm looking for healing.
Amen.
You will hear some pain showed up. Well, no, I'm looking for the healing, though. Healing's behind it. Where's the healing? Come on, healing. I know you're in there. Come on. But we searched and did all kind of tests and couldn't find the healing. It's there. I'm looking for the healing. Amen. And I'm going to keep on looking for the healing. I believe I've received it in here, but I'm looking for it to manifest here. I'm expecting to feel it and see it. Expecting the money to come, expecting the bills to be paid.
Amen.
What's going to happen next? You ever heard that?
Yep.
Don't testify that you said it now, but what else? What's next? Well, you're looking for it.
Yes.
And so, have you ever seen somebody, something bad happen, and they punch you? I told you. I told you. Act so proud that they were able to prophesy a problem. Not realizing that they are legally opening the door for the enemy to bring it to pass. Fear works for the enemy like faith does for God. He said, I just got through looking. This is the second time. I didn't see a thing, man of God. Hey, in a cloud within 100 miles of here. He said, you look at me. Go out there and look again. This time look good. I just look. Go look again. Third time. He comes back and says, nothing. Zilch. Zippo. Nada, net, nothing. He said, go look again. Four times. He comes back and says, nothing, no clouds, no rain. He said, go look again. Now, friend, the reason why I'm going over this is slowly. Can you sense the spirit of faith?
Yep.
The tenacity, the persistence.
Hmm?
Won't be moved off of it by anything it sees or hears or feels. It says, no, I've prayed about this. I've sown my seed. I've believed I received. Amen?
Amen.
So now I'm looking for it. What does that mean? I'm expecting it. I'm expecting it to show up on my door. I'm expecting to feel it. I'm expecting to see the changes in my body. He went again, number five, number six, number so went seven times. And he came back the seventh time and said, well, there's a little bitty cloud way out there. You can't hardly, it looks like about the size of a man's hand. And the man of God got up. And he said, you better run, go tell Ahab to hitch his horses up. And I mean, get out of town if he don't want to get washed out. And it came to pass, verse 45, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. And there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the man of God got so stirred up in the power of God about this blessing and rain coming to pass. The hand of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, the anointing fell on him. And he took off a running and passed Ahab's horse. We're not talking about a sprint of 100 yards from one town to the next. All the way to Jezreel, he girded up his loins and the Holy Ghost came on him. And he ran and passed the horse. Running in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Woo, glory. That kind of thing happens when you won't give up. When you won't quit. When you won't quit looking for the thing you know God has for you. And you don't quit looking till your heart's completely satisfied. Then you'll see the gusher come. Then you'll see the big blessing rain come. You'll get so excited, you'll run in the Holy Ghost too.
Yes.
Amen.
How many looking for something?
Yes.
Huh? What are you looking for? If I asked you specifically, could you tell me? Or just, well, you know, just what? No, no. Are you believing for something specifically?
Yes.
Are you looking for it?
Yes.
We've prayed. We've claimed some things. We've claimed some really good jobs in here. We've claimed some increases in pay. We've claimed some chunks. We've claimed some new cars. Amen. We've claimed some houses, some places to live and stay. Are you looking for it? You got to look for it when you've just seen problem after problem and no favor and nothing seemed to work. You still got to get up, and if you have to, take some toothpicks and prop up the corners of your mouth and go, good things are happening to me. I'm telling you, I'm looking for a big blessing today. It's coming my way. It's heading toward me. I'm looking for it, and I'm going to keep looking till I see it. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Go back to Hebrews 11. I didn't intend to say all that, but it's a fact. Faith looks for the fulfillment of God's word. Looks for it. How many have some experience in this area? You kept looking for something and you found it. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it'll be open. Ask, it'll be given. Keep looking, you'll see it. In Hebrews 11, he's talking about this city. He was looking for a city. And his whole life, he kept looking for it. Nothing he saw satisfied him. In verse 10, he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. How many think he knows more about that now than he did when he was on the earth here? He was looking for it. Every city he'd come to, he'd say, well, that's nice, but that's not what I'm looking for. And he lived in tents. He was super rich, but he didn't own any houses, didn't own any land. He just kept moving around. Looking. Everybody say looking. Kept looking. He looked at the greatest cities of the day and the greatest palaces, and he said, that's great, but that ain't it. That's not it. He didn't realize the one he was looking for was the one God was building.
Amen.
Amen? Yeah. And now he's in the middle of it.
Right.
Knows all about it.
Amen.
And there's some things we look for, we do find down here. But then some of them, the ultimate fulfillment is just outside this life. But don't despair about that. That's not long. If you live to be over 100, it's like a vapor. It's here and it's gone. Next thing you know, you'll be seeing what you've been looking for decades.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why we shouldn't despair over loved ones that have gone home to be with the Lord before we have. They've found what they were looking for.
Amen.
We're still looking for some of it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.